Good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous. Thank you for joining us for the media availability for the Transit Commission meeting of June 17th. Merci de vous joindre à nous pour le point de presse pour la Commission des Transports en commun du 7 juin. My name is Sébastien Tremblay. Je suis Sébastien Tremblay, and I will be your moderator today. Before we begin, I'd like to go over a few items. A reminder to place your microphone on mute until I invite you to ask your question. To view the city official who is speaking on Zoom, please put your view on speaker view instead of gallery view. The button for this is located in the top right corner of the Zoom video screen. Veuillez changer votre écran au mode speaker en anglais pour pouvoir mieux voir les porte-paroles. Le bouton est situé en haut à la droite de la portion vidéo de l'écran. Available for questions from the media, we have. This is disponible pour les questions des médias, nous accueillons John Manconi, General Manager, Transportation Services Department, Directeur Général, Direction Générale des Transports, Jocelyn Bégin, Manager Strategic Advisor to the General Manager, Gestionnaire et Conseiller Stratégique du Directeur Général, Michael Morgan, Director, Rail Construction Program, Directeur du Programme de Construction du Train Léger, Troy Charter, Director, Transit Operations, Directeur Opération du Transport en Commun, Pat Scrimger, Director, Transit Customer Systems and Planning, Directeur Système Client et Planification du Transport en Commun, and Brandon Richards, Chief Safety Officer, Chef de la Sécurité. I will now invite each agency in reverse alphabetical order. You may ask one question with a follow-up. Nous allons maintenant répondre aux questions des médias qui pourront poser une question et une question de suivi. We'll now start with Pat Aguccioni, from your community voice.
My question would be for John Manconi. I know you can't discuss, you know, what we discussed in camera at the next council meeting, but is pulling the plug on the RTM contract, is that on the table at all? You know, judging from your frustration today that the reliability won't be there at the end of August, we're going into, you know, the winter months after that. Is that on the table at all?
Yeah, Pat, no, thanks for the question. No, I'm not going to get into what we can and cannot do with them and what were options we're considering. That's commercially confidential, and obviously we don't want to disclose that in a public forum. I can tell you that in camera, council asked some very good questions, difficult questions, pointed questions, and we have responded and we'll continue to respond to those. The goal is to get great service for our community, for our taxpayers and for council, and to hold RTG to account. And that's what we're doing. And that's what makes this very difficult. We're staying on top of it.
And with the, you know, the continuing reliability concerns and COVID concerns, obviously, what ridership numbers are you really expecting sort of post Labor Day weekend?
Well, nobody's got that crystal ball. We have lots of inputs that we're looking into it, what the federal government is doing, what universities are doing. We're building out multiple scenarios in terms of what that ridership could look like. And in parallel to that is continue to do everything for the customer the right way, which is, you know, our recovery plan. We went the extra mile on many fronts in terms of sparing no initiative in terms of making sure that we take care of the customers based on some of the questions that commissioners raised today about, you know, what are customers looking for to attract them back to transit. So nobody has that crystal ball, and that's in Canada, the U.S., and overseas, where, you know, they're ahead of us in terms of where they were on the curve and where they are. The focus for us is great things for the customers, but also seizing the opportunity to reinvent transit every step of the way to make it better and in every way. And that's, you know, the open payment pilot that we talked about that we want to have in place by the end of the year, testing that so we can launch that. Those are things that customers are looking for. So seize that opportunity now.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Pat. Maintenant, on a Gilles Taillon de Radio-Canada.
Oui, bonjour. Moi, ma question s'adresse autant à John Manconi que à M. Cloutier. RTG, RTM a embauché une compagnie anglaise pour l'aider à régler ses problèmes. Vous avez fermé le système deux week-ends et les problèmes sont toujours pas réglés. J'aimerais vous entendre là-dessus. Là. Est-ce qu'on parle d'un manque de solutions, manque de compétences, manque d'intérêt? Est-ce que je pourrais avoir votre opinion là-dessus à vous deux?
Oui, je parle à M. Cloutier. Est-ce que tu veux aller premier ou... Tu peux aller si tu veux.
Oui, allez-y.
OK. Alors, Gilles, c'est une bonne question. Donc, RTG et toute l'équipe d'RTG, Alstom et l'équipe-là, ils font de bon travail. C'est nécessaire que ça arrête et on a le service qui est tellement dependable pour notre passager. Alors, nous sommes pourquoi il peut pas faire tout ça au fin de août. On a demandé que tout le travail est fini cet été. Ils travaillent beaucoup. Ils ont beaucoup d'équipes, beaucoup d'équipements, beaucoup de choses. Ils ont eu des problèmes avec COVID comme tout le monde. C'est une grande affaire qu'ils font. Pour nous, nous sommes l'équipe qui vend le service pour nos passagers. Monsieur Cloutier?
Je pense pas qu'on a Monsieur Cloutier sur la ligne.
OK. Alors, j'ai une autre question au sujet des paiements. Où est-ce que vous en êtes par rapport à ça? Vous l'avez évoqué pendant la commission. C'est votre ultime recours. Est-ce que vous avez l'impression que ça fonctionne?
Tu parles de les paiements,
Gilles? Vous avez retenu les paiements là, depuis le... Oui. Je ne sais pas quand est-ce que c'était votre dernier paiement, là, mais c'est ça votre arme ultime, finalement. Est-ce que ça fonctionne? OK, oui.
On a fait un paiement à RTG. Ils ont demandé pour l'argent. On travaille avec l'équipe pour essayer s'ils sont... entitled à un autre payant. Il y a un peu d'argent que nous pouvons donner. On parle à tout ça avec le conseiller quand on fait la réunion dans le mois de juillet. Et aussi, peut-être, ils vont avoir de eligibility pour d'autres paiements pour le service ce printemps, le mois d'avril et mai. On fait toutes les calculations de ça et on donne un update au conseiller dans la réunion cet été.
Une sous-question, la dernière chose, vous avez dit tantôt que vous avez offert à RTG, RTM, là, de fermer le système pendant le mois de juillet et qu'on a refusé. Ça vous dit quoi?
C'est pas nécessaire mal qu'ils ont refusé. Ils ont expliqué si on ferme le système, ils vont garantir qu'ils peuvent faire le travail. Alors, est-ce qu'ils ont l'équipement, le matériel? Le personnel, tout ça. Ils ont travaillé avec notre équipe, ils ont fait des shutdowns, comme tu sais, mais l'opportunité existe encore. Si on veut faire des shutdowns, nous en offrir l'opportunité à RTG.
OK, merci.
Merci, Gilles. I'd just like to apologize for some technical issues, but we now have Alan Hubley, Chair of the Transit Commission, on the line. On a maintenant Alan Hubley, le président de la Commission du transport au commerce sur la ligne. All right, up next, we have John Willing from the Ottawa Citizen.
Hello, everyone. Question for John. We talked a lot about the relationship between the city and RTG and Alstom, but does the city have in any way, in any small way, any client relationship with Alstom? Or at any time when you have a question about trains, you always have to go through RTG?
No, we go through RTG. We do have other avenues to talk. And I will say this, RTG has been good that when we ask for certain suppliers and sub-suppliers and technical people to be in the room, Mr. Lausch has been very accommodating. Right now we're going wherever we need to get whatever information we need to, John. And because, as I've said to RTG, I want to pay them. If I pay them, that means we're getting a great service that we're entitled to. So we will talk to those that we need to talk to. And our legal team has been very, very good in telling us that we can go where we need to go.
Thank you, John. A follow-up, RTG last month on the record suggested they could complete the civil infrastructure repairs by the end of the summer. I know the trains are a real going concern right now, but they suggest the civil repairs could be done. Do you see it that way?
I've said good. That's what you're telling us. That's what your plan shows. Mr. Morgan has put together a very good plan for us to go and validate that. So our position is tell us when you're all done. We've been tracking them every shutdown, every night. Mr. Charter, Mr. Morgan has team assessing everything that they asked or they tell us they're going to do. But it's the sum of the parts. It's an integrated system. I think people often forget how complicated these modern train systems are. Trains need to talk to the CBTC system, to the control center, to the customer facing things. And again, I will, indicate as Troy shared in his update, they are making progress. The software is loaded up into the door, so there's more resistance on the less sensitivity as in the past. You're seeing gradual improvements in the customer-facing information displays. They are making progress. They've had a lot of resources out there. We just want to make sure that once they tell us they're done, we're gonna validate that.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Up next, we have Sue Sharon from On the City from the Burbs. Sue? Susan, it's your turn. Okay, we'll move on to the next person, Josh Pringle at CTV Ottawa.
Thank you very much. My question is for Mr. Manconi. Under questioning today, you said that you're not sure who RTG is working with, and there's been a lack of communication in terms of the outside assistance. How come there's been a sort of disconnect in the communication between the city and RTG on that?
Yeah, part of the challenge has been COVID. Things aren't as free-flowing as they were before. I don't think any of this is intentional. We just don't have the line of sight that we had in there before. There's procedures as to how you get in there and so forth, and vice versa. It's two ways. Meetings are more and more difficult. It's over Zoom and so forth. So RTG has been sharing information with us on the rectification plan. To say that I know every move that they're making, that's not the case. But that's not ill-intentioned on their part. I'm not suggesting they're hiding stuff from us. I'm just being open in that I don't have the level of detail that I normally do that I'm more comfortable with. Having said that, every time that we ask for additional information, Mr. Lausch and his team have been forthcoming, and they've accommodated us, including walkabouts and looking at stuff firsthand and so forth. So it's part of the environment that we're all in right now. It's not as, railroads have had to adapt to COVID also. So, and there's been controls, we put in controls to control the spread of COVID. So even in our own facilities, in our control centers, you can't go in and out as freely as you used to before and so forth.
And my follow-up question, you said as well in your questioning that you're not confident that all the issues could be addressed by the end of summer. Are you still confident that all these issues can be addressed at some point within the next, say, by winter, where you do have a reliable transit system for riders?
Everybody wants to play the date game in terms of when. I'm more focused on can it all be fixed? Again, we're not seeing anything that can't be fixed on an individual piece. It's back to the integration piece that I talked about a few minutes ago. It's the sum of the parts. Are all the systems connecting up and talking and working the way they're supposed to? That's the part that is difficult in this mission. And so once we see the civil side and the electronic side and the vehicle side as units, and then how they correlate to one another gives us a good line of sight as to when and how reliable.
Anything else, Josh?
No, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you, Josh. Up next, we have Kate Border from CBC Ottawa.
Hi. Along that same line, Mr. Manconi, I wonder, could you just sort of give a temperature of how far they RTG has come or not come? You know, there were a lot of mentions there about some of the fixes that have possibly been made to what were problems back in January, you know, and what's left to do. Like, have they made headway? How would you characterize it?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think on when you look at the rectification plan, and I think Michael touched on this a little bit in the past, they're making great progress on some elements. The things that we're in some debates, switch heaters, we've been very clear, retrofit them, get them to the best of the best. I don't want to go through another fall and winter of switch heaters and issues. It can be rectified. It will cost them money. And that's, you know, when I talk about line of sight, is that they don't want to do it because of the money, or they don't want to do it because they don't feel it's necessary and so forth. They're doing some modifications to some of the switches that we like, but we pressed them very hard, Michael and I, on a meeting we just had with them, going even further with the switch issues. And I know some councillors and commissioners said, hey, it's all the East End ones and one in the West, and that's exactly the information we've been talking about. Door software that I've talked about. And then in some areas, it's back to that gray zone that, you know, they're saying to us, thanks very much. We can take a bit of an operational risk on that, which they're entitled to. And we're just pressing them hard. We said we would press them hard. We're pressing them hard.
And then I also just want to know, you know, it's coming up more and more now, this fear that people won't return to transit. There was more talk about it today. Does it worry you that we'll never get back to these levels that we were in before?
CEOs across North America are very concerned about what COVID has done. My view on this is you can either sit and focus on the huge negative impact it's had on ridership, or you harness that energy and transform yourself to an even better organization and better service providers, and you start to do the things that need to be addressed quicker. I talked about open payment. We talked about e-scooters the other day. That's, you know, those are used in municipalities as the first mile, last mile. Our great investment we've done in MUPS and that Councillor Cavanaugh talked about, walking, cycling, getting to these things. How do we, you know, the term is mobility as a service. How do we interconnect with all modes so that you can book online in one app and so forth? Now's the time to push through and do all that stuff. Ridership, it's going to take some time, and there's going to be some tough, tough conversations and difficult discussions we need to have.
All right. Thank you, Kate. We will move on to Chris Curries at 1310 News. Chris?
Hello, good afternoon. I know money is tight, ridership down, but you mentioned, you know, that the reliability is not there. You're not confident that it will be ready and reliable by the end of August. So is there talk of another fare freeze or potentially a fare reduction?
Too early to talk about that stuff. I think, again, back to what I said at the commission, the city manager and the treasurer are coming with a full update on where we are financially. The hit has been huge in transit and other city departments. And then we'll talk about solutions and possible solutions.
And you've mentioned that it's time to start pressing RTG hard in the public from councillors, commissioners, but they have been doing that. And so is the mayor. He said he's been open about wanting a better service. So kind of what's the change? Why now do you want more push in the public from commissioners and councillors? Because they have been doing that.
Yeah, no, it's... what I've told RTG is one thing matters in this business. It's the customer. And, you know, the customer of the user and the customer of the city council that has to face the brunt of the criticism and the complaints and that voted to pay for this large investment and are ultimately accountable and the city bureaucracy. So the discussion about expectations is that, you know, sometimes I think RTG thinks that this is John Manconi just wanting perfection. This is not just John Manconi. This is all of council, all of the customers, the city manager, the mayor, the chair. They've all been very supportive. And I was asked, you know, what I need right now. And in terms of authority, we have everything we need. And in terms of continuing to apply pressure about the expectation, it's helpful. It's helpful because we get reactions when they hear their name out there publicly. I know Alstom has reacted to my comments. They're not pleased with me. And RTG's not happy with my comments. But it's not just John Manconi. It's everyone that is not pleased in the state that we're in right now. And we want better service. We want what we paid for.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll go back to Sue Sharing from On the City from the Burbs. Sue, do you have any questions you want to ask? There you go. You're off the mute, Sue. Sue, I think you're having some technical difficulties. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. C'est tout le temps que nous disposons aujourd'hui. Thank you. Merci à tout le monde.